The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Yumadav Chav Gimel. Continuing our discussion of the Kpedo, discussing the previous shiur, the different shittas in Rishonim, of how far that Kpedo was that only the Kohen Gadol should be the one to perform the various avodas of Yom Kippur. When we take a look at the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, is Mitzvah Seh Memcheh, there's a mitzvah, the Rambam counts as one of the minyan of Ramach Mitzvah Seh, the Mitzvah Seh of Musaf B'Yom HaKippur. All the different Musaf in the Rambam counts as separate mitzvahs. Mitzvah Memtes, the Rambam is koil all the avodas hayoyim. The lashon of the Rambam is kol karbonos uviduim b'yom kippur kedesh liyuchupa bohem kol avodas v'imipashat achrimois. The Rambam includes as one mitzvah koilelas all the avodas, all the karbonos and the viduim that we describe so barichus in the what we're learning about in the Masechta and what we experience in the davening of chazoros hashatz of Muslim in the piyut. All that in the seder avodah, all that is described in, is categorized as one mitzvah say, the musaf of Yom Kippur, like we discussed in the previous year, that every Yom Tiv has its musaf. The Rambam, interestingly enough, it's not clear in the Rishonim, the Bahag holds not that way, that musaf, the Bahag holds that all musafim are one mitzvah. The Rambam holds that musaf of each Yom Tiv is a separate mitzvah say, to bring Korban Musaf on Yom Kippur. That's separate from the whole Seder Avodah's Korbanos of Yiduim of Yom Kippur, which is all part of the Seder Kaporas Avoinis, the Lufnei Hashem, Titoru Lufnei Hashem Lekechem, all that is a separate mitzvah. The Rambam elaborates on this in his, the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, besides for listing all the mitzvahs, has a chelik where he discusses by Richos his system of categorization. Over there he argues on the Bahag in many different aspects of counting the mitzvahs. There's many interesting chelukim between the Rambam and the Bahag and a lot of different, the deeper facets of how to define the essence of mitzvahs could be deduced from learning well the Shitzit of Shem. The Rabban in many aspects argues with the Rambam. In Shem Yishir Aleph, he calls it Shirosh, and the Rambam is Agdama to Sefer Mitzvahs. And Shem Yishir Aleph describes that all the chalokim of any mitzvah, which are ma'akiv zeh, he does not categorize as separate mitzvahs. He calls them all, he categorizes all chalokim that are ma'akiv zeh, all is one mitzvah saying. The Gemara in Daf Samach, later on by us in the Sechus Yuma, says that all say the Avodah Simeon Kippur Ma'akev Azeh Azeh. In which case, the Rambam is right to call it all one mitzvah saying. What's interesting is that the Rambam in bringing down that Gemara in Daf Samach, there's a big machlokes over there, which chalokim of the Avodah Simeon Kippur Ma'akev Azeh Azeh. But in a nutshell, the Shita, the Rambam, how he passes Laloch is like the Tana of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that only the chalokim of Avodas Kohen Gadol that were done the big day Lavan, the Chalokim that were done the big day Lavan, the Chalokim that were done in the regular 8th Begadim, Shemayim Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Only those Avodas which had to do with the Seder Avodah Lefnei Lefnim were done the big day Lavan. Only the Chalokim, the Rambam says, that were done the big day Lavan on Ma'akvin Zeh Zeh. But there were other Chalokim Avodas Yom Kippur that had to be done by a Kohen Gadol, that were done by Chutz, that were done the big day Zav, those are not Ma'akvin Zeh Zeh. Whatever you did is a mitzvah. Whatever you didn't do is missing. In which case, why does the Rambam count everything as all one mitzvah same deraisa? The Rambam, in this explanation of counting all the chalokim of Seder Avodah of Yom Kippur, all as one mitzvah, is taka kam lafugi the Bahag. The Bahag has a separate mitzvah say, one for the power of Yom Kippur, that with the vidu that was done for the Kohen, one the vidu that was done for the Echov HaKohanim, the HaKohanim, all the vidu that were done, the power of Yom Kippur is one mitzvah say. And there's a separate mitzvah say, the Kohen Gadol does everything, the Ketores, and the Hazoris, and the Dam of the power of the soil, all that was done b'fnai b'fin, that's a separate mitzvah say. And there's another mitzvah say on Kol Avodas Hayoyim. The Rambam says, no, all that is only one mitzvah say that the Seder Kaporo of Klal Yisrael, which was performed by the Kohen Gadol, like we said, the Rambam is masking that all the chalokim of the Seder Avodas Hayoyim, even the chalokim that are not shaykh, unique to Yom Kippur, But certainly the Chalokim that are unique to Yom Kippur are all part of the Lashon HaRambam. Kidei she'chupavem kol avoynos. The essential mitzvah say is not the par, is not the all those zechor should be separate mitzvahs. No, the Rambam understands that in categorizing what's one mitzvah, what's another mitzvah, the Rambam understands that the Seder Avodah of Yom Kippur in total, in totality, is all one mitzvah. Say, the Seder Avodah she'chupa b'am kol avodah. That the Bahag disagrees. Every part, every korban, the same way a korban shalom is a mitzvah, and a korban toid is a separate mitzvah, a korban oila, year round, every korban has its own mitzvah. Say, so on Yom Kippur also, there's the soyer, there's the parah, and there's the other avodahs. All, each one is a separate avodah. The Rambam doesn't categorize the avodahs of Yom Kippur insofar as each korban. And like I was saying, the Rambam has certain chalokim, which are ma'akev zeze, but that's not the mitzvah say. The mitzvah say, the seder avodah of Yom Kippur is not defined in terms of the korbanos, it's defined in terms of the seder avodah, she'yichupa bohem kol avodos. It's all part of the kapara, creating the ta'al of Nei Hashem, all that is one mitzvah. That's the pshat in the Rambam. Now what's interesting is also that the Bahag, that the Rambam is coming lafuke. Bahag, by the way, was 200-300 years before the Rambam, was one of the Goyim. And the Rambam wrote his Sefer HaMitzvahs as an objection to many of the categorizations of the Bahag in defining what's a mitzvah say, what's a loisah say, what's not. Interestingly enough, we don't find in the work of the last 200 years the categorization of different systems in describing what's a mitzvah say, what's not, what's only a chelik of the mitzvah, what's a separate mitzvah, what's called two or three mitzvahs, loisei and asei. That was a work that was done extensively by Rishonim. Rishonim felt that there was a chelik of Torah in defining what is a mitzvah say and what is a mitzvah loisei say. That the last few hundred years there's been a few svarim that are written, but only as perushim on previous. The one sefer that was written separately is the sefer Mitzvah Hashem, the very nice Kitzur Sefer on, and it's very good for children especially, to memorize all the different pratim of the mitzvahs, just to have a basic outline, the structure of the Taryag mitzvahs. The same Mitzvah Hashem goes with the system of the Rambam, but it's a beautiful Sefer. In fact, they say over there, Reb Chaim Sonnenfeld, instead of having his grandchildren say the classic pilpul by the Bar Mitzvah, what he would have them do is say over Baal Peh, the Taryag mitzvah, felt that the essential Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs was knowing the different mitzvahs, asay, mitzvahs, loisay, that's incumbent on a bar mitzvah. So you'd have them say over, you'd have them memorize, that would be the bar mitzvah shetl. They would say over a list of ramach, mitzvah, say, shasam, mitzvahs, loisay, interestingly enough. But in any case, let's get back. The Bahag counts as a separate mitzvah, asay, the fact that there's a separate mitzvah on the Kohen Gadol to be the one to do the avodah. Meaning to say, he has a mitzvah say on bringing the par, the korban itself, and a separate mitzvah say that the Kohen Gadol should be the one to do everything in Yom Kippur. The Rambam puts all of this together as one mitzvah say. It would sound from the Bahag, from the fact that he's saying that there's a separate mitzvah say based on the Kohen Gadol, it would sound like that's only shaykh to Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah say that's unique to Yom Kippur. There's a mitzvah say for the Kohen Gadol to do the Seder Avodah Zarah, the summit's only the korbanos, that a shaykh to say that we discussed in the previous shiurim, the Rashi to the Ramban. However, on further thought, once we understand, like we said, the shita of the Balamor is that every other Kohen vis-a-vis the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has a din of a zor, has a din of an outsider. His kedusha is not that of kedushas kunah gedolah on Yom Kippur. He's not a Kohen, so to speak. If that's the case, then we can understand that the reason why there would not be a separate mitzvah say. You don't have to argue on the Bahag by talking about whether only that which had to be done in Yom Kippur or even all the Chelkei Avodah, whether all that is included in the mitzvah say of a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Once we understand the Baal HaMor, we understand it's not a separate mitzvah say. The mitzvah of Yom Kippur is such that Kedushas Kun is only belongs to the Kohen Gadol, not to a Kohen Hevit on Yom Kippur, vis-a-vis the Avodah of Yom Kippur. If that's the case, there's no separate mitzvah say. There's a mitzvah all year round that only a Kohen is allowed for a Zohar to do Avodah. There's a mitzvah say for a Kohen to do Avodah. If that's the case, if the Torah said that on Yom Kippur, the Kedusha of Kohen Gadol is the only Kedushas HaKohuna, then by definition, he's the only one that can do that Avodah. It's not a separate mitzvah, say. It's just redefining who's a Kohen, who's not, insofar as Avodah is Kohuna Gedolah, insofar as Yom Kippur is concerned. By the way, we wouldn't say that if a Kohen Hedid ate Truma on Yom Kippur, that he wouldn't be over a Lav, besides the Lav eating on Yom Kippur, he wouldn't be over a Lav of eating Truma. That he would be over a Lav, he's not a Zor, Legabe, any other din. If you want to get married on Yom Kippur, Midrash, you're allowed to get married on Yom Kippur, it's only Midrabbanan. Midrash, if you want to get married, he's not allowed to marry a Grusha. We mean only insofar as Avodas Yom Kippurim is concerned, he's a Zor Legabe that, just to point that out. But in any case, that's what makes the Bahag and the Rambam. The Bahag counts a separate mitzvah, say the Kpedo, that the Kohen Gadol specifically had to do that. Avodah, the Rambam does not consider that a mitzvah, say, bifnei atzmoi. The way we explained the Rambam the previous year, the Rambam holds that tmidim u'musafim, everything that was done as part of the Seder Avodah Sayyem Yom Kippur, all that is part of the mitzvah, say, because all that, since it's all part of the Seder Avodah Sayyem, the kapara of Yom Kippur is created by the whole Seder Avodah Sayyem, including the kavanos which were brought every day. Since they're necessary in order to create the whole Seder Hayom of Yom Kippur, all that goes into the mitzvah Sheyichupa Bem Avonis Beis Yisrael, in which case all that is included in the one umbrella mitzvah, say, that the Rambam has of Avodas Yom Kippur. Masha'enken, Avodas HaLaila, like we said, the Trum Sadeshim, which is not shaykh to the Seder Avodah the Yom, it's just an Avodah by night, which is the finale of the day before that, that certainly would not be included in the mitzvah, say, of being done by the Kohen Gadol, in which case the Kohen Hedid would be allowed to do it. Now, what's interesting, we pointed out another Machlokes, over here the Bahag, interestingly enough, Legabi Yom Kippur, the Bahag is the one that makes three mitzvah, say. The Rambam puts everything into one umbrella. On the flip side, Legabi Musafim, the Bahag counts all Musafim as one mitzvah. The Rambam counts mitzvahs, I say, of each yomtiv as a separate, each one is a separate mitzvah. There's no one general umbrella mitzvah of bringing korban musaf. Each yomtiv has its din. It's a din in the yomtiv. The kedusha of the yomtiv is mechayev adding on to the korban tamid. In which case, each yomtiv, the same way, the kedusha of each yomtiv is a separate mitzvah, say. There's a mitzvah, say, of being shavis mimalocha on the first day Pesach, on the last day Pesach, on the first day Sukkot, on the last day Sukkot, so on and so forth. The kedusha of each yomtiv is mechayiv a tosefes, an addition onto the carbon tamid. In which case, each one is a separate mitzvah. That's the opinion of the Rambam. The Bahag holds is one mitzvah. The mitzvah is to add musafin onto carbon tamid on special days of the year with his more kedusha. It happens to be that each day has its unique status, and therefore the karbonis that are brought in each day are separate. There's no karbonis are brought, the karbonis of each yomtiv, pifrat sukkis, where every single day, like we say in davening, every single day you look in the siddur, everyone's a different amount of porim. On Pesach it's easier, because all the days of Chol HaMoed was one karbon musaf, but it's all one mitzvah say. The mitzvah say is to add on to the karbon tamid by bringing extra karbonis. The Bahag, like we said, holds that the mitzvah say is not to commemorate the kedusha of each yomtiv by adding karbonis. There's one general mitzvah, same as the mitzvah of bringing a karbon tamid. There's a mitzvah to bring extra karbonis to commemorate the kedusha hayom. Each kedusha has its unique status, but it's all one mitzvah say. What's interesting, we have a Rosh Chodesh, which is not a yomtiv. Place can discuss of Rosh Chodesh Ikri Moed. On the one hand, there's no Issa Malach on Rosh Chodesh until Mashiach comes, says that there's a slight Issa Malach for women, but there's no real Issa Malach on Rosh Chodesh. Mitzad Sheni, since we bring a Karban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, it's called Moed. So what we see is that there's two separate parts of Kedusha's Moedes. There's the Issa Malach, the Shein Mekroi Kodesh, which is Mekayim, going with special clothing, eating sudas, that we don't have on Rosh Chodesh. The second din is the kedusha inherent in the day, which is mechay bringing extra kavanah, that there is on Rosh Chodesh. The place where Rosh Chodesh is considered a moed is when we bench, even though there's no chiyuv to eat a sudah, there's no chiyuv to bench. And in the middle, if somebody forgets Yalav Yom in Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't have to say over benching. But at the end of benching, by Migdal and Magdil, with his to this Tupsukim with David HaMelech praises the Rebbeinu Shalom, Magdil Yeshua is Malkoi, Migdal Yeshua is Malkoi. One of them is a pasuk in Tehillim, which is on a lower madrig, it's a madrig of Ruach HaKodesh. One of them is in the end of Shmuel Aleph, and I'm sorry, in the end of Shmuel Beis, and that is the shir of David. Over there, he was on a higher madrig. So over there, instead of saying Magdil, the Rebbeinu Shalom of the Tower, he says Migdal Yeshua is Malkoi on Rosh Chodesh, since it has the extra kedusha that we bring kavanos. So we add on to the nusach of benching, and we say Migdal, we don't say Magdal. So Rosh Chodesh is somewhat in between, but there's two bechinas in Kedushas Moedes. There's the Kedusha that's Mechayev adding on to the Kavanos, and there's the Kedusha of Mikroi Kodesh, and that Kedusha, it has separate dinim. Rosh Chodesh has one, it doesn't have the other dinim. But then again, as far as the classifying mitzvah, because like we're saying, that's a machlokes like the Bahag, and the Rambam had a classify Korban Musav, is it a Tetzor of the Mikroi Kodesh of Yom Tov, in which case each Yom Tov is a separate mitzvah, or there's one mitzvah to add on the Yachas to the Kedusha of that day, to add on to the Korban Tamid, in which case the whole idea is one idea. Whenever there's extra Kedusha in the day, to add on to the Korban Tamid, the Protim of each Yom Tov is separate. It doesn't mean each one is a separate mitzvah day. And interestingly enough, like we started this year, that Legabi Yom Kippur, there the Bahag has three different mitzvahs, and the Rambam has one umbrella idea of the whole Seder Ayoyim, which is L'chaper, everything which goes into that Seder Ayoyim, L'chaper, Alavayna Zvezi, so there's all one mitzvah. Say the Bahag doesn't see the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur, the Korbanos of Yom Kippur, as just in reference to the Kedushas Ayoyim, the Kedushas Kapor of Yom Kippur, but he sees each Korban as a mechayim unto itself, and each one he categorizes as a separate mitzvah. So it's interesting the different opinions and the different ways of categorizing the mitzvah say in each one of these places.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.